Can you smell it in the air? It's cannabis harvest season in North America. Americans consume an estimated 6,000 metric tons of marijuana each year, much of it harvested in October. This year, cannabis gardening is legal for adults 21 and over in California, and the harvest promises to be one for the record books. A bumper crop of commercial cannabis will hit store shelves this fall, but only after it runs a new gauntlet of safety tests. Today's legal weed is being tracked and analyzed like never before as a new approach to battling the entrenched black market. For starters, regulators hope to lure consumers away from the illicit market and into adult-use stores with cannabis that's certified free of pesticides, mold, fungus, and other contaminants. Since July 1st, Phase 2 testing regulations have clamped down on impurities in the supply chain. Officials report some 20% of all batches submitted to labs in the state failed tests that measured potency and purity. One problem has been pesticides. About 400 batches out of 11,000 in the state failed for pesticides like myclobutanol, which create toxic fumes including hydrogen cyanide when burned. Cannabis farmers bringing crops to market this fall face tough, near organic standards for pesticides like this and other contaminants, so they're going organic and using state-approved remedies. Insects like ladybugs and praying mantises can feed on cannabis pests like aphids. State officials deem certain types of bacteria or certain plant oils like neem oil kosher. On the line is a multi-billion dollar crop that can be ravaged by powdery mold, mildew, caterpillars, and mites, and a fungus called botrytis, which also attacks wine grapes. Never has a crop so valuable become so tracked. This winter, the state puts every commercial cannabis plant into a database run by a vendor called Metric. All plants bigger than 12 inches must get tagged and tracked in a system designed to prevent leakage into the black market. So far, Track and Trace's record has been pretty spotty. Metric has failed or suffered data breaches in other states. Oregon is tracking and tracing its cannabis, but few regulators are assigned to follow the results. Meanwhile, this harvest season, federal authorities remain focused on large-scale interstate traffickers, of which there are still many. An estimated 4 out of 5 pounds of cannabis grown in California gets smoked in Chicago, Atlanta, New York, and other prohibition states. So high is the demand for what amounts to a $40 billion crop that, quote, trespass grows, continue to bloom on public and private wildlands. Despite 80 years of prohibition, millions of people arrested, and tens of billions of dollars spent, cannabis grows from the tip of Maine to the beaches of San Diego. That is an astonishing rise for one humble hemp seed, which first came over with Columbus some 500 or so years ago. All of which is to say, don't let anyone tell you prohibition could eradicate cannabis from North America. You might as well declare a war on tumbleweeds. The best we may hope for is an uneasy cannabis truce and peace in the fragrant fields once and for all. This is David Downs, California editor for Leafly, with this cannabis commentary.